Get into the air! We're doing podcast stuff.
Hey, this is Twisted Cat.
And Patch.
And Batman.
And Zach.
I'm not here.
So we just saw Volbeat and Ghost.
Oh my god, I have so much to say.
I found my chain.
Did you have it wobbled?
Not this time.
Not this time.
It was barking.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
There was no chain wobbling this time.
Los Angeles!
The whole row turned to look at you when he said that. It was priceless.
Okay, do we want to explain reverse. That to the audience?
Sure. So, yeah. Pronounce Los Angeles, for fuck's sake.
He's from Northern Europe.
So he actually managed to pronounce it sort of Los Angeles at one point.
Yeah, there's one Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to expect the guy from Sweden to get Los Angeles.
Yeah, not normally.
Not so much.
But Los Angeles?
Los Angeles!
I blame the British.
Yes.
I blame the British for everything. Yeah. Though, but, you know.
Fucking colonizers.
Anyway.
So, there were three bands tonight.
We missed the first one.
We completely missed the first one.
Because they started on time.
Yeah, well, and Los Angeles traffic.
Yeah,
but we were only like a little bit late. It's just, I think we were also banking on the fact that I can count on one hand the number of concerts I've been to where they started when they said they would, and I'd have fingers left over.
We've actually had a lot of good luck with that, honestly.
Yeah.
Except when they, you know, start early.
Yeah.
That was not cool.
So not cool.
Oh, shut up, woman. Pardon my navigation.
Dear listeners, the woman involved was not human. It was GPS.
Yes.
Also, she would probably pronounce it Los Angeles.
Yes.
She pronounces it Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Yes.
Tell her.
Yeah.
So, the band that we missed, we heard was good. By somebody who had no frame of reference. And
you know, at least they didn't think that they sucked.
Yeah, so, but you know. Like we've listened to them on YouTube before and kind of decided that they were awful and that we should stop watching them on YouTube lest we really not give them any chance in person. But we missed them anyway, so it didn't matter. They were a Los Angeles local band.
Yes.
In the sort of rockabilly-ish vein, from what I hear.
But just like two people.
Rockabilly devil music.
So, you know, kind of a cross between Volbeat and Ghost.
But like with just two people.
Right. Anyway.
And very Adams Family looking. Anyway.
And then was
Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Now, you've never seen him before, right?
I have not seen Volbeat. They have been at the top of my to-see list for a very long time.
Yeah. Same for me. I haven't seen them before either. That was an amazing first experience.
They are such consummate professionals.
Yeah.
They've clearly been playing together for a long time. Their music doesn't seem very technical, but if you're watching them and you know what you're looking for, they hand off parts seamlessly. Like one of them will be playing the rhythm and his solo will come up and the other guy will start playing the rhythm that he wasn't playing before, and it's just the handoff is seamless and beautiful, and oh my god, it was a pleasure to watch them perform. Like, I love their music to begin with.
Yeah.
Stop me if I'm gonna run away with this. Yeah, go right for a while.
One of the things, like, you hear jazz fans talk about how jazz is a conversation between the musicians.
Yeah.
And I think that was definitely on display with both of these rock bands tonight, for both Volbeat and Ghost. They really exemplified what that looks like for rock.
Yes.
And it was a ton of fun watching these people who were clearly very professional and very well-trained and very used to each other.
Yeah.
But you could see the camaraderie on stage.
Yes. And part of the story behind Volbeat is, I mean, like, Michael Polson is up there just having a great time. He loves this music. He was really big name in the, like, Danish black metal scene. He was, like, thrash metal. just hardcore screamo Norwegian thrash metal. And he at some point just kind of decided that he didn't want to do that anymore. And he really likes, you know, Elvis and Johnny Cash. He wants to just jam.
Oh, man. The Johnny Cash cover.
Yeah, that was magic. So, like, I was raised listening to my dad's Elvis tunes and Little Richard 45s and Jesus, the guy who did Great Balls of Fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Thank you. I can never get his name right. Jerry Lee Lewis and like the path between those guys and Volbeat is a direct line through Johnny Cash and Social D.
Oh yeah,
sure.
I was really pleased to see Paulson's. Like I would love to hear him do Social D covers. That would be amazing. I should do it.
Also, the fact that we could see that they had the video wall behind them and the camera operators were able to get really great angles. And like, it wasn't just the band that was good, it was the whole crew.
Yes. And their sound guy was excellent.
Oh, yes.
Unlike the motherfucker for Ghost. But I'll get to that later. Sorry.
I have seen Volbeat before, more of a festival style.
Yeah.
This was definitely nice. And I mean, they put on a great show last time, and I have been looking forward to seeing Ghost or Volbeat again since that show.
Yeah.
I spent most of the show, to be honest, with my eyes closed, simply grooving to the music.
I know.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. They are such pure rock and roll, like what rock and roll should be, is like such a fucking phenomenal, perfect embodiment of rock and roll. I struggle to think of better examples. I would love.
I thought we were taking. No, you're right.
Okay. I would love. To see the energy I get from, is it Michael? Mike Paulson? The energy I get for him is very similar to Sully from Godsmack.
Sure, I can see that. Thinking...
Jenny on the Brown. I can get that. Yeah, like she's a fantastic embodiment of that rock and roll persona and soul also.
Yeah.
But like,
she's, you can tell how much fun she's having.
Yeah, the comfort level up there. And I think that that's really why I make the Sully connection, because the show that we saw, Sully and Breaking Ben, I think it was, where Sully's just out there like chatting to the audience and talking about walking through an asshole backwards and his hair won't move. I would love to see those two acts on the same bill. It would be amazing. And I mean, I love Godsmack as well. So,
sure.
You know, that all tracks. So when I was watching the Volbeat set, I was thinking to myself, what a perfect combination this is. Volbeat and Ghost, they're both these great, big, technical, musical acts that really, like, have it dialed in. They're smooth and tight, and like, they work really well together. And I so enjoyed the Volbeat set so very much.
Speaking of set, but different definition of the term. The stage, the physical structure of the stage. At one point, I realized I was looking at it going, "Is it phallic? No, it's not phallic. It looks like the ship from Galaga."
Yes, it did have. It was pointed in the front, had wings.
Yeah,
it was very fun.
I'm too used to seeing, you know, LED walls and things like that to really pick out. One thing I will pick out technically on both of them that I quite like, just from a professional standpoint. They were actually using automatic tracking lights.
Oh.
So they've got the follow spots from the front, but there was two sets of lights on the side. Both acts used them. That's essentially a moving head light that the performer wears a belt pack, and they calibrate it, and those lights will automatically follow that performer around wherever they move.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
So when Tobias is on stage, he is always being lit and followed. Even if he doesn't have from the front, he's got that back side key light.
So the anti-Ben.
Tracking. Oh, yeah. Well, Ben's fine with light behind him.
But he just doesn't want light in his eyes.
He doesn't want light in his eyes. But yeah, both groups had it. And I noticed it about halfway through the Volbeat. So I'm like, wait a minute. They're using auto trackers. That's awesome. Because you don't see it all that much.
The lighting was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was easily just one of the best concert lighting setups I've ever seen.
It was no Breaking Benjamin. But
I said one.
Or Shinedown, really.
And I mean, I didn't notice it during Volbeat, but I do know that I looked over at some point during the Ghost set, and the lighting dude is just rocking out behind the board. He's hitting his cues and just rocking back there, which is awesome.
I
like that you picked up on the lighting guy rocking out, and I picked up on the fact that there was someone playing a tambourine.
You pointed it out. I couldn't stop staring at him.
There were two people playing tambourine at one point.
The tambourine guy was also part maraca guy too.
And backup singer.
But we've just suddenly switched over to Ghost. Okay, so are we done with Volbeat?
I mean, no, but yes.
The keywords on Volbeat is fucking awesome.
Yes.
Go see them, listen to their music. It's rock and roll, rockabilly, Elvis meets like metal.
Yeah. I'm going to catch flack for saying this. Ooh, I'm going to catch flack. I would easily rate them above Shinedown.
Yeah, you're catching flack now.
But they're that good, folks.
Is this the place you fell down?
Yes, it is. Yes. This is totally the place that I ate shit.
We're not going to repeat that.
The food was good.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, he's not wearing flip-flops.
Yes. I specifically did not wear flip-flops. But we're going to sit here and finish this conversation. So, Ghost. I don't know what happened. I really don't.
The sound guy was off his game.
It was clearly a different sound guy than Volbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was their own.
It was a different board. Because
was it?
At the beginning of that, they were actually wheeling out the board from Volbeat. So they often do this. They often do that. They'll have a separate board set up for main acts. So like they travel with their own board and sound guy and everything, and it's all.
So they don't have to reset their presets.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they
sounded great in the middle of the place.
Maybe.
I don't know.
The white guitarist, there's a white guitarist, a black guitarist, and a white and black guitarist.
He's talking about the colors of the guitars.
Yes. Thank sorry. Sorry. Yes.
They're in full gas masks, so you have no idea. You know,
if you're not familiar with Ghost, the band is, I believe at this point, it's Pope Emeritus the 4th or 5th or something. And Ghost!
He didn't introduce the ghouls tonight.
He did not introduce the band this time, which kind of made me sad.
But they have a new getup. They're wearing like gas masks and helmets and stuff.
Yeah, so all of the actual band, other than the lead singer, is completely anonymous.
Yes. And the lead singer attempted to be anonymous until he got sued in court by his former bandmates. And so now the world knows that Toby is Papa Emeritus.
Yes.
Tobias Firth, he's a wonderful...
Forge, sorry.
Tobias Forge. Yes, you're right. A wonderful musician. And that's all I'll say, because I don't know the guy personally.
Well, I was looking up, who is this guy? Because I've never seen Ghost before. And according to Wikipedia, one of the instruments that he plays is the kazoo.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He seems like a great guy. I don't know if his former bandmates would say that, but you know what? That's neither here nor there.
He himself has come out and officially said, yeah, you know, I have some control issues.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a thing. But the show, they put on a spectacle. They, as usual, set up, you know, a cathedral.
Yeah.
A satanic cathedral with, like, fake stained glass in the background with, like, zombie popes crowning each other and just, they put on an awesome show.
Yeah.
I want to point out that on this tour, the song that they kick off the show with is a song that wasn't released before they started the tour. It was a completely unknown song.
Rats?
No, they didn't start with Rats.
Rats was song two. I
couldn't hear.
Okay.
So the first two, three songs all blended together for me because I want to fucking murder somebody. I want to blame the sound guy. I don't know if it was his fault. I don't know if there was an equipment failure. I don't know what the problem was, but I couldn't hear anything. There might as well have not been any guitars on stage as far as I was concerned. Except for the times when they were doing nothing but the two guitarists like battling each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time I could hear guitar pretty much the entire set.
To me, it actually got better after like the first three songs. Once they did that kind of break and Tobias came out and was just talking, the sound quality improved for me after that.
Yes, yeah, things did get better, but it still wasn't good.
Yeah.
But I could at least hear the vocals done. But yeah, hard to hear the vocals.
That first song, when they started the tour, was a completely unreleased song. No one had ever heard it before, and they opened the show with
it. Which is gutsy.
So as somebody was saying, yeah, it's gutsy. You're opening the show with something that automatically no one has ever heard. Because it's an unreleased track. It's off the brand new album that isn't out yet.
Yeah, but I mean, he can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the fans are rabid.
Ghost still remains the best praise music I've ever
heard. And I'm sad that they didn't play that song because
they played Mummy Dust. I was so happy and so sad at the same time. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs, and I could barely hear it.
I have one of those brains that I hear music but not lyrics. So I'm gonna have to actually go and listen to the album tracks of what they played tonight, except for the one that I can't, because I just, between the sound mix being weird and my brain being weird, it was a wash of sound and like chakra realigning levels of bass.
I mean, yeah, I can hear favorite. The drum kit perfectly.
I am used to hearing Ghost and being clear.
Yeah,
they're rocking.
Well, and that's the thing about Scandinavian bands is they usually are very clear vocally.
Yeah. The vocals are crisp, they are clear, and they are not just like muddy screaming. And that was not the case tonight.
Yeah, it was really frustrating.
It made me sad. Yeah, my taint.
really, really disappointing. Like, so I don't want people to get the idea that like I'm hating on Ghost in any way, shape, or form. I am fully hating on the sound guy because Ghost is amazing. They put on such a spectacle. Like my top bands are really spectacle driven bands. Sure. Like Avatar is a spectacle and God, I love them so much. Yeah. And Ghost is always fantastic to see because of their spectacle, and if their sound is good, then they're amazing. And if their sound sucks, then it's kind of disappointing.
True. Yeah, that's true of a lot of bands, though. Like, if you could go see,
that is very true. That is very true.
I've seen Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly multiple times each, and when they're and the quality of the experience you have with both of those bands is directly tied to the quality of the sound person.
Sure.
Fuck the satellite feed.
And the Belasco.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that that's a fair complaint to make about like they.
But this was a stadium show. They should have like I don't know that.
Tobias's voice was reverberating off the back wall.
It's weird to me that the sound guy like didn't have it dialed in.
Yeah, and it's not like they don't play stadiums,
right?
Yeah, there was something about it. I mean, I could if I had one of my sound buddies who does it all the time there, he'd be like, oh yeah, they something happened in the sound system that was like turned off somewhere or turned down in a mid-range somewhere.
Yeah.
And it just stripped, it just muddied the vocal.
And it really was their mid-range was almost absent. And there was an equipment failure. I did see one equipment failure. The white guitarist in Squarehammer, but I think the one before that, his guitar or his pedals, he ducked down and was kicking at stuff and frustrated and angry at a piece of equipment.
So that would have been Dance Macaw.
Yes.
Is that what that sound was?
With the rainbow unicorns?
Yeah.
Sure, it was just really hard to hear.
It was very difficult to hear.
And I mean, we've seen shows at the Honda Center before.
Yeah.
And it has not been, I mean, we saw Shinedown.
Yeah.
And it they did not have that problem. So it's not the room.
And obviously, Volbeat did not have that problem.
Right.
Didn't have that Volbeat problem at
was
all.
Crystal clear and just...
Oh God, that guy has such an amazing voice. Oh, he's not quite Chris Cornell 3-octave range, but he's a solid 2.
Yeah.
So good.
And then their guest musicians that came in and their piano.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were on stage at first because I was looking at the video wall.
Uh-huh.
I thought that it was just like layered in among the other video clips.
Yeah, I didn't see them show up.
The
first time.
Yeah, the first time. Right. Once I knew to look for them. Then,
so. Yeah, I opened my eyes in time to watch them go down.
Such the first good. Time.
Also, just quick note on the Volbeat set that we passed over, but the animation that they were playing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was delightful.
Yes.
Like, there was one track that it looked like it was just an animated music video. But then there was another track that was just like straight out of 1995 Flash animation. But it was just delightful.
It's Spike and Mike's style.
Yeah.
Twisted animation.
Yeah.
Oh, here I opened my eyes, saw the animation and went, I am not high. This is not okay. And I closed my eyes again.
Yeah.
It's good to know your limitations a bit.
I also really liked some of their line drawing artwork.
Yeah.
The like sort of not quite CCCP, Sickle and Hammer, Ubermensch style. And please forgive me for using Ubermensch. That's really not what it's about at all.
No, but it's
evocative. But it's that style of...
I'm just stuck on the fact that you said CCCP.
Well, it's so the style.
No, he's right.
It's totally CCCP. Fuck Putin and Russia. Like that? Nah.
No,
we're not talking about that. We're talking about specifically like Sickle and Hammer, Lenin, CCCP. CCCP is USSR. To them
in Cyrillic,
right? That's why I'm amused because you didn't call it SSSR.
I get it. All right, I'm back. Hi, everybody.
You're looking at never mind. Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead. You were saying linguist issues. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really enjoy
nerds and we're all like thinking along parallel but not identical tracks.
Yeah, we're all fine here.
How are you?
I thought there was some mispronunciation of Clarence Clearwater Revival.
Really? CCCP? It's like if you were looking at if you were looking at propagandist artwork, it would have the
SSR.
Well, I don't know the Cyrillic alphabet. It's CCCP.
Again, this is why I was amused. Anyway, what were you saying before I derailed us?
I like the art.
Okay, cool.
It's very like old school Soviet bloc artwork in a lot of the videos and backtrack stuff on the video wall.
And they didn't play Battleship Changes.
Didn't play One More Day Under the Sun or whatever that single is that they released that I was hoping they would play.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got such a huge
They've got a long list of songs that they can and don't play. And
yeah, like this is just me being the like rando in the audience going, oh,
yeah,
like this is not a complaint at all.
No, yeah, that's God, that was such a good session.
I'm sad that the sound issues from Ghost kind of detracted from that.
Yeah.
Because
it could have been, I could have been gushing about them too.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed the Ghost set. They do a great show. I loved all of the just silent bantering and stuff back and forth mm-hmm. from the ghouls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The physical comedy.
The physical comedy of the ghouls just messing with each other.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
Well, and him messing with them a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to see that they've got, because like after the
divorce.
Yes. After the lawsuit, I worry that his bandmates, like there's strife within the band that we don't necessarily see. And maybe there is, but like it doesn't come through in their stage performance with this new band. It looks like they are actually all having fun and all like each other and are playing and like doing the thing that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Everybody on stage looked like they were having a good time.
Yeah. Including the tambourine.
All right, so our next show, we've inserted a show that we hadn't talked about last time because it just came up, but next month we are driving to San Diego to see the Mongolian band, The Who.
H-U.
Yeah, baby.
So excited. Love them. Would travel for them. Apparently am traveling for them.
They are so phenomenal. So phenomenal, so phenomenal.
And they're headlining, which is good.
Yeah, go back and listen to I think we did a podcast after the first time we saw them.
Two or three podcasts on them, I think.
Go back and listen to those.
Oh, and there's that one that's like five of us because like Scout and Sam were there.
Yeah, that show in particular is the one to go listen to because we got to see them in a tiny room.
And then we sat outside of a closed restaurant and
did the thing. But we got to see them with a bunch of Mongolian nationals there to support the band.
Yeah.
And that was a great, great energy evening.
Yeah, I mean, their music is great. Their vibe is great. Honestly, like at the beginning of the pandemic, they got stuck somewhere. And they were traveling and like couldn't leave. So they were stuck in this rental house for like a couple months.
And they started a podcast.
They started a podcast and like a YouTube channel of like, you know, here's what The Who is cooking tonight.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, who's in the kitchen? A couple of
those. And just like the guys hanging out in the house, like, okay, yeah, here's, you know, this guy, he's over here, like, I think he's washing his hands. He's getting ready for dinner. Okay, let's go look at, like, what we're making tonight. So, yeah, we're dicing up the onions, and we're putting it in.
And cooking some bad food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of food.
No, yes.
Let's get some tacos.
Thanks very much for joining us. This has been yet another episode of Get in the Van.
Get in the van!
Get in the van!